Well, do you think they'll drop the bomb?
Aren't you perfect?
Yes.
Aren't you just a perfect young man?
I am.
There is no gray.
We moved down from Alaska, and our street name up there was Smoke Bowl.
Just black and white.
It's true. It's true.
This is the truth.
It's true.
It's true.
It's true.
It's true.
This is Danny Land.
Hey now.
Yeah. All right.
We love the hair bands on Danny Land. I'm Danny Chekolinski, undisclosed location, West Palm Beach, Florida. That is our home base. That is our front. And we hide behind the hair of the hair bands. So you know the, okay, all right, good, good. Thank you. Enough. All right. The mission statement of Danny Land is really simple, okay? 85% of this world is stupid. Welcome to the 15%. Nice job, people. Welcome. Got to tell you a story, okay? Here's what happened to me yesterday. Yesterday, the phone rings. Hello? This is me. Hello? Yes, Mr. Chekolinski. Hey, okay, we got a freaking attorney on the phone. Imagine that. Shocker. Okay, you know what, buddy? Get in line. All right? This is my attorney voice. I happen to represent, and I'm not telling you the radio station, okay? I have been at many radio stations in my broadcasting career, but you're not going to nail me down on this, all right? This could have happened 20 years ago. It could have happened 5 years ago. It doesn't really matter. Attorney goes, well, you know, on this podcast, this Danny Land, we have you playing something from when you were on the air at the station. Yeah, okay. And your point is, well, the radio station owns that content. I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? That's not exactly what I said, but you get the idea. I can't swear because my mother hates it when I swear on the podcast. So, anyhow, where were we? Oh, so it's like, yeah, you're gonna have to. We want you to take that down. I go, take it down. You know, maybe you want to talk to the boss. Now, little side story here, a little sidebar. A week from tomorrow, I'm gonna be 52 years old. I'm 52 going on 25. I'm sorry, I'm not married. I live alone, don't have a pet. My mind goes a mile a minute. So I go to the guy, maybe you want to talk to the boss, right? Again, I'm going to be 52 in a week. I take the phone and I stick it down my pants, all right? Right to the cordless phone that is near my scrotum, all right? And I can hear the attorney going, hello, hello, hello. And I'm thinking, if he only knew who he was or what he was talking to, I feel better now. Yeah, thank you. All right, let's get going. Okay, we're going to start with one of my favorite topics. One of my favorite people, Donald Trump. He was at a campaign event last night in New Jersey, and he was talking about, okay, is it a plane crash? Is it a bomb? We don't know, but Trump sure does.
A plane got blown out of the sky. And if anybody thinks it wasn't blown out of the sky, you're 100% wrong, folks, okay? You're 100% wrong.
There is no proof to that as of yet. However, I believe him. We're talking about radical Islamic terrorism, people. Look, these are trying times. Forget about the Kardashians. Forget about pop culture. Forget about who's on The Voice. And pay attention, would you? Would you? You kids, get off of my way. What? Will you turn down that rock and roll? That's what I sound like. Look, here's the thing. People are either good or bad, and things that happen in life are either good or bad. And you can't experience good without experiencing bad. Now, with religion. Think about this, too. Hasn't every single war been started over religion? And then they say it's a holy war. What's a holy war? I'll take a submarine with a screen door. It's not making any sense to me. Okay, so, you know, do your religion. Whatever you want to be. You want to be a Christian, you want to be a Catholic, you want to be a Jew, a Buddhist, it doesn't matter. But when you're part of your religion is believing that you strap a bunch of plastic explosives to your body and you go into a market where there's innocent women and children and you blow yourself up because you're going to be naked with a bunch of virgins, that's a little insane. You're not getting on my bus. Store clothes, buddy.
true. It's true.
Okay, one more with Trump. Stay with me, people. Trump was with Sean Hannity the other night on Fox News, and he came really close to accusing Bill Clinton of rape. Yeah, listen to this.
What about what Clinton's done? How big an issue should that be in the campaign? For example, I looked at the New York Times. Are they going to interview Juanita Broderick? Are they going to interview Paula Jones? Are they going to interview Kathleen Willey? In one case, it's about exposure. In another case, it's about groping and fondling and touching against a woman's will.
And rape.
And rape.
Everybody, who's doing the raping? I want to know right now. Anybody else out there? Hello? Hello?
Well, who's doing the raping? Who's doing the raping?
I don't even know how to go into this next story. I grew up in Strongsville, Ohio, a suburb about, 20 miles south of Cleveland. Hence why I say I'm from Cleveland. But actually, Strongsville is where I went to school. And again, you have to understand our system here. It was K through 6, kindergarten through 6th grade. And then we had junior high, 7, 8, 9. And then you had senior high, 10, 11, and 12. So you really weren't in high school until you were a sophomore, 10th grade. All right, gotcha. So we had a guidance counselor in... we had two guidance counselors in junior high school. And the girls had this, Mrs. Caldwell, I think her name was, and the guys had Mr. Youngstein, all right? So a buddy of mine sends me this newspaper, the newspaper article, Strongsville Post, Saturday, April the 2nd, 2016, former Strongsville Schools employee pleads guilty to rape of adolescent boy. That never happened to me when I went down to the guidance counselor's office. I'm not saying that because I'm jealous here. But how does that go? And here's the thing. This happened in 1994. Let me check the calendar. 2016. Bing, bada, boom. He got 6 years in prison, but still, I bet you he thought he got away with it. What's the guy, 95 right now? How did that go? Come on in. Shut the door. Okay, what do you want to be? I think you want to be... Here, let me... Hold on. Let me just put this thing on here. Yeah. Okay, good. Yeah, I think that you want to be... I'm a career counselor. That's what I... and the other thing, too. Boy Scout Master, too. How's that? How's that for the stereotype? Roll down the window. Throw that out the door. Oh, dear God. Are you kidding me? Yeah, I see you as being a center. Perhaps you'd like to go to Penn State. And I'm the quarterback. Let's practice, shall we? Oh, my God, are we near the end of civilization, people? Please. The guidance counselor. My guidance counselor. I tell the story to my mother, okay? I did. I told her on the phone the other night. There's a long pause, and she goes, well, why did he do that? $1 million question.
Get your hand off my penis!
Here's the thing. It doesn't get any better. Let me just read the story. John, oh God. Give me the strength. Look, I'm a pro, I know how to do this, okay? Focus. Jonathan Lowe, a reporter for KPHO, was arrested Monday afternoon after allegedly defecating on a front lawn near the subject of his story's home. Oh, God. The 33-year-old was seen by a neighbor as he picked up papers from the street before leaning against the wall of the house and relieving himself, according to a Goodyear police report obtained by his station. Oh, good God. An officer tasked with the job of tracking Lowe down. Oh, my God, who got that job? Hey, by the way, this is police 911. Yeah, there's a TV reporter shitting in my bush. I don't have the quote. I can only read you the quote, okay? He goes, I know what you want to talk to me about. I've been feeling very sick. I've been stuck in this van all day. Really? So what do you do? I'll be over here behind the pine tree. I'll be leaning against the house, against the pine tree, and I will be defecating. I will be relieving myself. How about, and then he goes on to say, those people who called on me just wanted to start problems. Really? Look, dude, you're crapping on their house, all right? I get upset when a dog, you know, pees on my lawn. You're a human being. You are not an animal, all right? And then the woman who made the call, all right, she said, you know what? The guy could have used her bathroom if you had knocked on her door. Really? How's that going to go? Hi. Perhaps you recognize me from TV. Yes, I really don't have a question. But I have a big cheesy blaster that I must I must evacuate right away. May I use your latrine, ma'am? I'm slamming that door and you're slamming. Don't lie. Stop it.
Encourage your kids to get up, get out, and get moving.
Hello.
Hey, Grandma, how about another grape soda?
Hey, let me tell you something right now. That public service announcement, that absolutely just chaps my ass. You know, you got the phone ring, and then, you know, Grandma gets up. She grabs her freaking walker, okay? And she makes her way over to the telephone. It's one of the, has a rotary dial black phone, you know, like your maybe it was your grandmother or great-grandmother used to have. When you'd walk inside her house and it smelled like she was making, you know, pickled beets. You know, she was always canning. That's what grandmothers do. I'm canning. Yeah. I've got 5,000 pounds of pickles downstairs, but we need more. What did I get? Oh, yeah. And that kid's like, hey, can I get another grape soda? Hey, fat-ass kid, here's an idea. How about you put down the grape soda and put down the cheese corn, and why don't you go outside? You know, why don't you go play baseball in the empty lot? Go find another fat friend that's playing video games and also sitting, you know, with got their hand in a bucket of Hershey Kisses and, but, you know, they're taking 15 years off their life because they got to play Halo 16. That's what you do, and be nice to your grandmother, you punk kid. This is why I take sensitivity training classes. All right, I got to close with this. There's two law enforcement agencies here in West Palm Beach. There's the West Palm Beach Police Department, and there's the PBSO, and that's the Palm Beach Sheriff's Office. All right, anyhow, I say that because two West Palm Beach police officers got caught. Somebody took their picture, and they were in their squad cars, and they were sound asleep. if you want to see the pictures, go to gossipextra.com. But they, the one guy's, I mean, he's got his head back, his mouth wide open, and you know, saliva going down the side. You know, he's snoring. You know, he's got sleep apnea. I mean, the only thing missing is that, you know, that machine. I'm surprised he doesn't, you know, put that in the cigarette lighter of the guy. I think we have some audio. Oh, we do, huh? Oh.
Yeah, car 54. We've got a domestic happening right now. Tamarind? On Tamarind, hello? Car 54? All right, Car 67, we've got a domestic on Tamarind happening right now. Car
67? What is that, a
hockey
spaniel? I think it's just a spaniel.
The West Palm Police Department.
Do I get an A for effort or what? That is local. That is produced. That is comedy. You know, that's what a radio consultant would say that to you. You know what? You got to keep your breaks under 3 minutes. You really do. It. You know what? You want to be topical. You want to be local, and you want to get to the point right away. You want to lock them in. That's what it is.
I'm a consultant. You know what that means? That means I have 37 ideas on how to fuck, and I can't get laid. That's right. Hey, dumbass, what have you done for the last 5 years except sit on your... That would be me. Hey, dumbass, I'm talking to myself right. I'm Danny Chekalinski. This is Danny Land. Thanks for listening. Appreciate it very much. Have a great weekend, and we will talk again next week.
You have just experienced the truth.
What an incredible night this has been. What an amazing journey we have all been on.
Be Danny's Facebook friend at Radio Danny.
I'm going to go out and do a little cowboy.
He'll be sure to send you pictures of his wang.
Get your hand off my penis!
Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live!
A bong. Bong, that's a pipe used to smoke marijuana.
That's like an alarm clock. Woo-woo!
This is Danny Land.